This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Probably thought, where'd he go? I actually got stuck between the break room and the studio, just so you know.
What?
Whatever. So what happens with the swamp? What happens with the swamp here, you know?
Sometimes you slip.
Yeah, exactly right. Hey,
whatever.
We have another great hour of What's On Your Mind coming up. We're going to chat with somebody from the White House today, a little bit about the way forward for President Trump, a little recap of the State of the Union address. Adam Kennedy is the Deputy Assistant to the President. Deputy Director of Communications, used to be their head of research, actually. And also talk about the nursing shortage in North Dakota with an expert from the University of Mary. Looking forward to that. Got to get an update on the North Dakota Soybean Council and their annual expo. It's happening next week. So all that coming up on the program we call What's On Your Mind. Before we do anything, though, I don't know about you guys, but I look forward to our chats with Jim the Flagpole Guy. Right? He's the best. Jim the Flagpole Guy, ndflagpoleguy.com, does a little feature for us called The Light of Liberty. The Light of Liberty. Love those.
I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and today I share a light on liberty. There are many voices today suggesting who we are and of which direction we should go. May I suggest we listen to all sides carefully, but not make the mistake of not remembering of where we have been. King Solomon suggested, there is nothing new under the sun. Human behaviors are often repeated, and as Winston Churchill once quoted, those that fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Our country is at a crossroads. Do we hold on to our founding, where our Constitution begins with, we the people, or do we accept more government control as other nations have gone? May I suggest we study our country's founding, and this week particularly, Sir Patrick Henry, famously noted for his speech to the Second Virginia Convention in 1775, where he declared, "Give me liberty or give me death." Delegate Patrick Henry understood individual liberty and government tyranny. He spoke against physical slavery and slavery to a government in the form of taxation. Today there is a battle for the hearts and minds of our children, and let us, as citizens of an intended free country, teach the next generation the choice is ours as to the direction we take. May your day be blessed. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Out there on the road today doing the Lord's work, getting the U.S. Lady Liberty flying, Old Glory, which is just awesome. Jim, the Flagpole Guy, our favorite patriot. You can find out more at ndflagpoleguy.com, 701-571-FLAG. You know, a big thing going on right now is families honoring veterans in their family with a flagpole or fallen heroes in their family. And he's doing some really neat work. I think that's a great idea. I hope folks take that on and do that for sure. All right, a little bit of time to chat about whatever you'd like here at 800-228-0550. White House guest at the next segment, and then we'll talk about the shortage of nurses. Anything weather-wise you want to pass along, the blizzard warning in the east continues to be the dominant story here. It is, when I say the east, I'm talking about North Dakota, western Minnesota, in Boylan, pretty much the same thing. The other thing I want to tell you is that I did get a text from a listener that said western North Dakota is improving. I don't know if you've seen this too, Ted, but trying to find where that is. But basically, they were Bismarck West and everything was pretty good on 94. So that is the gist of that particular one. So if you do have a road report, you can call it in, 258-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can Text us, 701-226-8503, if you can do that safely, or 701-367-2054. We're trying to track down Stephanie Sinner from the North Dakota Soybean Council to talk about the expo, and I know, Daniel, you're having some trouble getting a hold of her, right? All right, you keep trying, and we'll get that figured out. Find a time. Blame it on the blizzard, right?
There you go.
Yeah, exactly right. Texter says, it's funny how liberals like to bring up the Catholic Church and a few bad priests. I almost never hear them talk about teachers. What is the teachers union doing about the crisis there? 100 times more incidents. I just think it's a dumb game to play. My commentary, you are right. If you look at the percentage of teachers that offend and do sexual abuse, it's way higher than priests. I think the reason that priests in the Catholic Church are singled out mostly is it offends you to the core, the idea that someone that is there to show you the way to walk with your faith would then offend. But that's a profession, people fall in whatever profession they're in. But if you're talking about pure numbers, there's a bigger crisis in teaching than there is in the church. You're absolutely right, 100%. It also happens in non-Catholic churches. You don't hear about it as much. I don't know. I think it's number one, you can't excuse it in any way, shape, and or form. There's just no excuse. It's pure evil wherever it happens. And one thing I think experts would tell you about sexual abuse of kids, I forget the percentage, but I want to say 80%+, it might even be 90%+, happens in the home and with someone you know, a cousin, an uncle, whatever. The vast majority of sexual abuse is among in homes. That's where the real crisis is. So, in other words, if you're sincere about wanting to fix that problem, that's where you go for the low-hanging fruit, right? And then next to, you know, whatever, but then the ulterior motive comes in from people who, for whatever reason, have a adversity to religion. They're going to quickly glom on that, right? People that, want to try and tear down the church, this is an easy one for them. Remember the Paul Harvey episode, If I Were the Devil?
If I Were the Devil!
Yeah, we played that before. And if you go back and listen to that, and he talks about all the, pornography. I mean, pornography is not an innocent little thing that's just out there. And now it's so accessible, it's unbelievable. I saw something in a publication I received yesterday, speaking of the Catholic Church and the work they're doing on this. They're dedicating a whole couple of days in March to having an open, honest conversation about this and the harm and the damage that it can do. And especially when it's seen by young people, and now it's very accessible. So you just have to, with technology the way it is and that being out there, it's going to be out there. You got to have an open conversation about it. That's a fabulous conversation. But if you don't think the pornography is the work of the devil, I don't know what is. Right? Because what does it do? Poison young minds. Gets them addicted to it. I mean, if you don't think a teacher abusing a child, a priest abusing a child, is not the work of the devil. I mean, we live in a fallen world, so people make mistakes. They do horrible things. We're fallen, okay? We're fallen people. There's no doubt about that. Whatever that is. But when it gets to that level of hurt on a fellow human being, I mean, in my mind, that's just the work of the devil. No doubt about it. So anyway, long answer to an interesting text, and I do agree with you right there as well. Someone wanted us to ask about the White House filing suit on emergency funding so it can go to a fair court instead of California, always filing suit first to block funds through the Ninth Circuit. Why can't this be done? I'll ask our White House guests about that coming up in a little bit. Although, who did we have on the program? Well, Corey Lewandowski was on not long ago, President's former campaign manager, and he said, if the committee doesn't come up with a solution, and you can hear Senator Hoeven, here's what they're doing. I mean, I'm reading between the lines. They're getting something that they can get agreement on. So say out of the $5.7 billion he wants, that's $2 billion, right? So they get that. They do the other things. Then he goes over to the Pentagon and says, look, you've not spent that 3 you know, $3 billion, I'm going to take that there. Now the $5 billion is there. All of which, of course, is decimal dust in the grand scheme of the federal budget, and the idea of not using it to protect our border is treasonous. That's why they've got to do this. But next Friday is the deadline. We shall see what happens, but I'll ask that guest about that. Texter says, remind me again when Trump was convicted of any sexual crimes against women? Never. Go lay down by your dish, Democrats. Not my words, his words.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a little rough. Go lay down, but we would never. Look, we want to always have a respectful conversation, so we can't tell Democrats to go lay down by their dish. But it is a fair point, going back to the earlier discussion. I had read a post that was put up on Facebook, and many of you are choosing to respond to that, and that's fine. That's great. We thank you for that. But the comment was, of course, you know, how can you be outraged about Heitkamp outing sexual assault victims when you're for the president who does it all the time? So it's okay for him. And this poster is saying correctly, has there been a conviction? What has that been? A lot of accusations. What's true? More after this.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. Inner Office Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or plan space. Not only that, the team of designers at Inner Office have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into, so they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck or go online to InterOfficeND.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include Croft, Pasture, and Hunting Land auctions in Walsh, Emmons, Adams, Cass, Logan, Lamore, Oliver, and McLean counties in North Dakota, and Yellow Medicine County in Minnesota, and farm retirement equipment auctions in Wishing, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazelton, Fort Yates, and Dickinson, North Dakota. For more information on these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
I'm Al Gustin. As producers, we deal with many things beyond our control. The weather, input costs, and volatile markets all create stress. That stress can take a toll on our well-being. If you're withdrawing from activities, losing sleep, or being irritable to those around you, don't go it alone. Visit with a friend, clergy member, or professional, or call First Link at 211 anytime for listening and support.
This message is brought to you by the members of the North Dakota Bankers Association and Beck Sports.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Mike Lindell is smiling from ear to ear today because he was out for the National Prayer Breakfast. And, of course, our friend Senator Kramer, along with Kevin McCarthy, got him a seat for the State of the Union address. So he's just loving it. And you know why he's loving it? Because he's able to do so much good. His foundation is doing incredible things. The prison ministry that he has, I mean, the The help for the homeless and the pillows they do, they're just phenomenal. It's a good reason to support the company. It really is. Minnesota company, number one, so we like that. And number two, you know, this is someone that is doing a lot of good with the dollars that come in. Right now, he's got a great deal of MyPillow mattress topper. This thing is the rage. It's the bomb. It's the best. 60-day money-back guarantee on it. And if you use the promo code SCOTT, 30% off and two free standard MyPillows as well. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT or 800-506-9028. Our next guest is Deputy Assistant to the President, Deputy Director of Communications, former Research Director for the White House, right in the middle of the battle for Donald Trump to make America great again, Adam Kennedy. Adam, how are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you on the show today. What do you think, now that we're a few hours removed from the State of the Union address, a couple of days down the road, do you think the most lasting effect out of that is going to be? What is still resonating?
Well, I think what President Trump did very well and has really resonated is laying out the choice before every American, which is a choice of American greatness. He laid out how we can lower drug prices, how we can fix our infrastructure, how we can combat HIV and childhood cancer. He laid out why we need a barrier on the border. And what he essentially said to the Democrats is, join me in achieving all of these great things. Look at what we've done in the past. Look what we did in World War II and getting to the moon. Let's try and do those things again.
Yeah, that is, I thought, very inspirational. That last 5 minutes was phenomenal, you know, of talking about what had been done there before and you know, we're going to choose greatness. And, you know, I guess it's just kind of a Washington sport now, but how you have people that do not, you know, leap to their feet for the lowest black unemployment in history or to say we will never be a socialist country or that we're going to protect innocent children. I'm just amazed. I think the president did as good a speech as I've ever heard for a State of the Union. I mean, it was Reagan-esque. It was really good. Can it move the needle in this environment, knowing how there are some stone-cold folks on the other side of him in that chamber? Do you think it can make a difference?
You know, I think it can. I really hope it does. I think what we've seen time and time again is the president stick by his principles, particularly where it comes to the border. We need a barrier. We need something to protect our border security. But also being willing to reach to the other side and say, come join me. We can compromise on certain things. We can give you some things that you may want as well, but not give up his principles. And it's about time Democrats and other people across the aisle, you know, accept the president's offer, accept the multiple opportunities he's given them to join him and say, let's put this partisanship behind us. Let's not just try to score easy points. You know, the election's over. Let's try and actually do something for this country.
We were talking to Senator Hoban earlier about this because he's a member of this conference committee that's trying to iron out a deal on the border security package. And, you know, I said, Nancy Pelosi is saying she will take the outcome of the committee, but there will not be a wall. And it's sort of like, you know, how many times you have to bang your head against the wall to say, why have a negotiation? Why have a conference committee if you aren't trying to say, we want this, you want that, and you know, the line's in the sand? He said that, you know, he thinks she says that based on a wall from border to border, which, of course, has never been proposed. Is that her out? I mean, do you anticipate that there is going to be some kind of a breakthrough on the border security side where you're going to get the Democratic support for enough money to get close enough to what the president wants to do?
You know, I've always found Democratic opposition to a barrier on the border a little concerning or at least questionable, considering they voted for it multiple times in the past. They voted for it in 2006 and 2013. In the most recent CR, there was funding to repair parts of the border wall. So it's not like they disagree in principle. It seems they more disagree with President Trump, and that's kind of the crux of the problem. And I hope that they give up that personal animosity in some respects and do what's best for this country.
Speaking of the animosity, my takeaway when I saw that chamber and some of the scowls and the sit-in and other things is, you know, I fear that some of these Democrats hate President Trump more than they love America, and that's really scary for people that are making decisions. Is that too strong?
Well, you know, I hope nobody hates anybody more than they love this country. I mean, I think one of the fantastic things the president did in the State of the Union was show all the achievements we've had, show all the problems that still come before us. I mean, one of the most poignant moments I thought was when he talked about the 10-year-old girl, Grace, who had a brain tumor that was thankfully treated with chemotherapy. But how can anybody, you know, hate that or hate the present so much that they're not willing to confront the problems like childhood cancer? I mean, I don't understand.
I don't either. You know, many of us really, really, really appreciate the president's defense of innocent life. And obviously we've had some horrific things happen in Virginia and New York recently. He was bold enough to bring that up. And I thought just, I mean, genius to start with the family leave, something the conservatives are cool to, certainly. Democrats leap to the feet about family leave, and he talks about a precious baby being born and how a mother wants to be home. And then he goes right into, you know, the issue of late-term abortions and what's happening in these other places. I know you're a former director of research. Is the American public strongly behind the president on those causes? I hope so. I know this part of the world is. Western Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, 100%. But, you know, is that a popular stance for the president with the American public?
Yeah, I think certainly late-term abortions don't have, you know, widespread popularity in this country. And I think there's good reasons for that. I mean, it becomes truly horrific in a lot of aspects. And I was glad to hear the president stand up for defending the rights of the unborn during the State of the Union. He spoke today at the prayer breakfast saying that, you know, he's never going to leave these principles behind. I think it's strong positions to have. You know, having spent time in South Dakota as a kid, I know that this is a very important issue over in the Dakotas. And I think the president's right there with him.
Last question for you, Adam. How does this movie end? I mean, one of the fears I have is I don't ever see Democrats being able to acknowledge that Donald Trump has good things. I mean, done good things. Look at the economy. It's just, you can't argue with it. Steve Moore's a good friend of mine. And I mean, when that economic package was put together, he's like, Scott, this grand slam. It's everything we've ever wanted. Could never get done with Bush. Couldn't get all of it done with Reagan. And we did it, you know, and it's now working. But they won't acknowledge that. I mean, do you ever see a point where Democrats acknowledge that what the president is doing is good for the country? Do you think that opposition lessens at some point?
You know, whether they acknowledge it or not, I hope they would at least be willing to say, Mr. President, we want to work with you going forward. You know, if they don't want to acknowledge it, that's kind of being blind to the facts. But they should certainly join President Trump in at least moving forward on the policies that can help every American. I think that's the most important thing. And that's what he laid out in the State of the Union.
So if he's ever bummed out a little bit, you know, about the swamp one day, just put a bug in his ear. North Dakota loves you. And he's seen that firsthand when he's been here. But we're still waiting for him to come to the Fargo Dome to fill the place of Minnesotans, South Dakotans, North Dakotans, and let him know we've got his back. Okay, Adam?
Absolutely. As someone with family from Beardsford, South Dakota, I love the Dakotas, so certainly.
All right. I love it. Well, shout out to Beardsford today on the program, too. Thanks, Adam. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you as well. Have a good day.
Adam Kennedy, Deputy Assistant to the President, Deputy Director of Communications, talking about his boss, President Trump, at the White House. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, there are over 100 fjords in your future.
Thanks to you, our good guide, Carol Juven, who's been to Norway how many times?
174 times.
And this tour is filling up, isn't it?
This tour is nearly full.
So we need you to call Carol right now and reserve your spot. My wife Maria and I and our family are headed to beautiful Norway, a celebration of our heritage and the witness of the midnight sun. What is the midnight sun, Carol?
24 hours of daylight, and the Norwegians love it.
See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, the majestic mountains, June 15th through June 30th. This will be a seven-day land tour visiting Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, and Trondheim, and travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun. Call now. A complete packet of information will be sent to you, 800-343-0093. Call Carol and the team right now, 800-343-0093 at Juven Tours and Travel.
Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump continues to complain about Democratic-led investigations, including about a new investigation that wants to look at his possible ties to Russia and his personal finances. The president on Twitter this morning tweeting that there's no reason for the investigation, continuing something he said to reporters at the White House yesterday.
There would be no reason to do that. No other politician has to go through that. It's called presidential harassment. And it's unfortunate, and it really does hurt our country.
The NYPD is threatening legal action against Google over its police feature on its Waze navigation app. In a cease and desist letter, the department demands Google immediately remove the feature that shares the location of DWI checkpoints. Well-known TV lawyer and TV personality Bob Massey has passed away, and this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Back on What's On Your Mind. We're going to talk about the nursing shortage in just a moment. I want to tell you about the Stavik cement sale at Aberdeen.
Cemental.
Sale time. What did I say?
Cemental.
Todd is the
cement.
Cemental. This is a Cemental sale. Right, Todd?
There you go.
Yeah. Stavik Cemental sale, not just any sort of sale. It's actually Stavik. Aberdeen, South Dakota. Exactly right. So they're still doing this. They're going to do it. And sale time, 1 o'clock. It will be online. If you can't get to the sale, DV Auction, okay? So they'll have it online if you can't get there. Wanted you to know about that. Todd's going to get there because he's got a safe, reliable ride.
And my hands are going to be nice and warm because I got that heated steering wheel on my Schwann GMC Sierra. By the way, the 2018s are still some like $10,000 off MSRP on many of them because the 2019s are rolling in. And boy, are they nice. Check them out at SchwannGMC.com.
Right on. All right. So let's talk a little bit about the nursing shortage here. Oh, let me get Mark at Fargo first, and then we'll get to nursing because Mark wanted to talk about this crazy weather. Mark, what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Well, I'm driving around rural right now. It's kind of white out, but I really called just to make a follow-up comment on your previous guest, which I thought was great. He seems to be an optimistic gentleman, but it is pretty apparent that the Democrats have been running this country through the special counsel since the day President Trump took office, and this thing about the wall, they're all on record of wanting it. We all know that. But they don't want the wall because it's a victory, obviously, for him, and they can't allow that to happen because it makes him look good. And so that's why no matter what Nancy ever says, it's always going to be no wall, no wall, even though she voted for it and the others did too. It's the victory part of it. They can't allow that to happen because they think they're going to take him out, obviously, in 2020. So I just think that being optimistic about working together, they don't work together. They let Republicans fold. Democrats never give anything that I've seen, especially in recent time. You got to go back to the earlier, the Tip O'Neill in the, 20, 30 years ago. But they've just progressively, gotten worse and worse. And I just think to be optimistic that there's any kind of joint thing, he's going to have to do it through executive action if he wants it done. And they're kind of daring him to do that so they can say, see, he's, a rogue president. It's just
anything they can do. Let me predict what's going to happen. There'll be some money in this compromise, but not enough. He'll get the money elsewhere, get it done, and get it built, and just show that and have the issue because they wouldn't fund it properly. So I think that's okay. Mark, as someone that recognizes that's what's going on, that no matter how many times you try and work with Democrats, they're never going to do it because they'd have to acknowledge President Trump was right or give him credit for something. Don't you love the fact that the guy fights for us? Don't you love that he fights for the forgotten America? I mean, more than any time, and I loved Ronald Reagan. I loved Ronald Reagan. And he was the right president for the right time. By the way, so was George W. Bush after 9/11. You know, we did a lot in this country to take on terrorists thanks to George W. Bush. But he was no fighter. You know,
no.
I mean, whether it was Social Security reform or whatever, I mean, there was no fight. There was go along to get along. And so I love the fact that we have someone fighting for what we believe in. I think it's great.
Well, President Trump, to me, is a cross between General Patton and Samson in the Bible. I mean, he is empowered, and he's doing the will of the people, the real American people that believe in the founding papers of this country, and they have no answer for him, because like Patton always ran his mouth, and that's his biggest weakness, but he always got the job done, remember?
And absolutely.
Samson yeah. was a Israelite, but he wasn't really a practicing one, you know? He kind of ran his own harem and did his thing, but, you know, he still got used to accomplish things, and it was amazing. So that's my take on President Trump. He's
you and I should
day.
Let's co-author a book, Trump, Samson, Patton. All you need
Perfect.
To know. Yeah, exactly right. I love it. Thanks, Mark. Good to hear from you. Appreciate it very much. And the weather hasn't improved. He is right. In fact, we just heard from the sheriff of Cass County, Jesse Johnner, who told us the county roads now are starting to fill in pretty bad. And so you got to be careful there. That's what he said, Kev? Was that, I think that's
what he said. He got 29 closed between Fargo and Grand Forks, and 13 closed from 29 to Wapton as well. So
yeah. So you got the, I-29, northbound, southbound lanes, Fargo to Grand Forks closed. North Dakota Highway 13, eastbound and westbound lanes from I-29 to Wapanin, due to heavy snow and blowing snow, creating near zero visibility and dangerous driving conditions. What does a road closed mean? You're not allowed to travel on a closed road due to life-threatening conditions. Can't do it. Against the law. It could be impassable, could be blocked. Motorists who drive past a road closure device, $250 fine waiting for you. So I-94 closed Jamestown to Fargo eastbound. I-94 westbound closed Fargo to Valley City. Now I-29 northbound and southbound Fargo to Grand Forks is closed. And North Dakota Highway 13 eastbound and westbound lanes from I-29 to Wapanin closed. You can't get to Wap from the interstate. So be advised. No travel advisory in effect now for all of eastern North Dakota. Due to heavy snow and blowing snow, creating near-zero visibility and hazardous driving conditions, Fargo, Wapanin, Jamestown, Valley City, Grand Forks, Pembina, surrounding areas. No travel advisory means motorists should not travel in these areas. Roads may become blocked at structures and sheltered areas due to heavy winds. So just so you know, that's what's going on. 511 is a good up-to-date, up-to-the-minute update on all the roads if you're in the middle of this, trying to figure out which way to get out of it and get home. We'll keep you posted. All right, now. Let's talk about the nursing shortage with an expert. The chair of graduate nursing at the University of Mary, Dr. Billy Madler, is here. Thanks for waiting. Dr. Madler, how are you?
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm doing well.
Good. Good to have you on the program. Can you define the nursing shortage? I mean, obviously, we have a busy state. We have a lot going on, but you see this in other places as well. What's happening with the nursing shortage? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the nursing shortage is widespread, and it certainly puts pressure on our employers and healthcare organizations to staff their settings and to provide the level of care that they desire to. And so the nursing shortage is at all levels. It's at, the baccalaureate entry level and nursing, nurses who are providing care at the direct patient bedside, all the way up to terminally prepared nurses. And when I say terminally, that's maybe not a good word when we're talking about healthcare, but in academe, that means a nurse that holds a doctorate degree. And so the shortage is widespread. We've been enduring it for quite some time. It includes nurses who have advanced degrees, nurses who are working in fields such as educators. It's hard to prepare nurses if we don't have expert master's prepared and doctorate prepared nurses to educate them, and in fields like informatics and nursing leadership, all across the board. So now is the time for individuals to consider a nursing degree and nurses to consider advancing their degree.
Is this new? Is this a relatively new problem to have that shortage?
You know, in my tenure as a nurse and even in visiting with veterans in the nursing field, it's really cyclical. And although it feels like we have been in this shortage for quite some time, and so not new, and but we will emerge. And the positive thing is there's lots of options for nurses to earn degrees and to advance their degrees. And with the weather and the roads that you just described, the opportunity to do that in an online or a hybrid type educational format sounds really desirable to me today.
Yeah, and the efficiency level with that kind of technology certainly would help as well. Is this a case of students not choosing nursing as a profession, or that those numbers dwindling, or the fact that we just have more need for nurses and more facilities?
I think it's a little bit of both. In the U.S., you know, we're experiencing an aging population. The life expectancy is longer. The chronicity of disease is more significant. And therefore, there is greater need. However, there's a plethora of opportunities for young people in a number of different areas, both within and outside of healthcare. So, we have, you know, a long history of preparing nurses to serve in a ministry of caring at the University of Mary. It was a flagship program for Mary College in 1959 when the Sisters of Annunciation opened the college. And so, we are very robust in our nursing offerings and do our very best to continue to contribute to the development of the workforce of nurses. In my work, I work primarily in the graduate program, so I work with nurses who are earning their master's degree or their doctorate degree, which is really important to continue to elevate and move forward the profession and the quality of care that's delivered to consumers.
I have about a couple of minutes left. I want to drill down a little bit about, as usual, the University of Mary does a fabulous job of saying, okay, here's the challenge. Now let's meet this need. And you mentioned earlier the doctorate programs, for instance. Talk about the options for nurses to earn their doctorate of nursing practice degree and why you're encouraging these you know, opportunities right now to be considered with the shortage.
Well, thank you. Yes, you know, particularly in the field of primary care, there's a significant issue of access to care, and nurse practitioners are filling that role and doing it very, very well. At the University of Mary, we've been educating nurse practitioners for over 30 years, and we offer a family nurse practitioner program at the doctorate level. We've had tremendous success. We have 100% certification pass rate. So, but moreover, and what is super meaningful to me is that professionals in the discipline, we repeatedly hear testimony from them about how prepared our students are when they come for clinical experiences, and from employers when our students graduate, how ready they are to step into the role. Because it's a role that comes with a tremendous amount of responsibility to consider that you're managing the overall care of an individual. Something that, you know, that many might not know about our nurse practitioner program is we recently were able to implement a one-to-one iPad program, meaning that every nurse practitioner student that starts is handed an iPad at the beginning of their program, and they keep that through the duration of their program. And you might ask, why is that important? Well, from my perspective, I think that implementing this technology has really fostered our students' navigation and utilization of 21st century technology as part of patient care. Without having resources at your fingertips, you can't provide the highest quality of care. So giving them this tool and having them as a student learn how to help elevate their quality of care is really important. Plus, it's an excellent tool to enhance their learning experience.
UMary.edu has all the details on this. Lots of options. This makes perfect sense, folks. It really does. It's a great way to address this and a great career opportunity, really, for family members that you know that might be thinking about the possibilities. Dr. Billy Madler, Chief of Graduate Nursing, University of Mary, thank you so much. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Cattlemen, what are your goals for your cow herd? Look at the predictability, performance, and great females that Simmental Genetics can add to your herd. more pounds at weaning, quality carcass value, feed efficiency, calving ease, and strong maternal characteristics for replacements. The total package of Simmental is ideal for any crossbreeding program. The American Simmental Association is carrying on the strong research programs to give the tools and predictability to meet your goals. Check out www.NorthDakotaSimmental.com today.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Move them out. That's what Vince Webker's saying about the largest hot tub inventory in the USA, over 100 2018 models right now. Great savings for you. And you know what? A lot of really neat features on those. Most importantly, the Ace saltwater system, which I translate to say ease of use, ease of care. Everything's better with Ace, right?
It is. It's not totally maintenance-free, but it makes the water better. We talk about better water. It makes it feel better. It is better, and because of that, you're going to use it more. And we have a whole lot of 2018 we want to move aside to make room for 2019. And come on in. We'll wheel and deal a bit this time of year. So we should have zero excuses for you not to make every day made better with a hot tub by the time you leave.
Great financing too, right?
That's right. Right now, 60 months, no interest with payments, or 12 months, no interest, no payments, which a lot of customers like after the holidays.
Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake 2, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I want to talk about sprayers for a moment here for my friends at High Plains Apache. And there are obviously a number of brands of sprayers out there, but there's only one that is built like an Apache sprayer. That you can get at High Plains Apache with locations in Mandan, Frontier south of Fargo, the South Dakota location, and of course online at highplainsapache.com. Anytime, but quality, affordability, simplicity, dependability, the support. No matter the distance, the Apache dealer is there 24/7. With RS1 remote support, they call it, 24-hour part shipping. The industry's best warranty, 2-year bumper to bumper, and 5-year drivetrain coverage. You likely won't need it. It's so darn reliable and dependable, but it's sure nice to have in case something happens. And, of course, it's lighter as well. on average, about 10 to 15,000 pounds less than competitive sprayer models, meaning significantly reduced soil compaction and fuel consumption. HighPlainsApache.com, or stop and see Amanda across from Culver's. Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60, across from Walmart. High Plains Apache. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the Soybean Expo that is coming up. Our next guest, Stephanie Sinner, is Executive Director of the North Dakota Soybean Council. They have their big expo coming up February 12th next week. Stephanie, how are you?
Good morning. Doing fine. How are you?
Good. Enjoying this blizzard, are you?
Oh, man. Well, we're glad to let's get it out of the way this week so we've got clear weather and good roads for the expo next week.
That's the way to think right there. I love it. Exactly right. What is the expo? Talk a little bit about what you guys do.
Yeah, we're excited to be back this year with our second year of doing this jointly with our fellow corn producers. So the Northern Corn Soy Expo will be Tuesday, February 12th at the Fargo Dome, starting off 7:30 with a good breakfast. And we've got a great day planned for both corn and soybean producers. A little bit of trade, a little bit of production, and just getting together and having a good discussion and meeting up with some of our experts in the industry all day.
We continue to hear that progress is being made on a deal with China, and of course they're a big consumer of soybeans, and the trade negotiations have not been easy for soybean growers as you know, we wait this out. What's the latest? I imagine that'll be a big part of the discussion at your expo, but tell us a little bit about how things are looking.
It will be. You're right. We've got a couple of folks talking about trade throughout the day. Of course, Chip Flory going to tackle that throughout his sessions. And then we have a panel right before lunch really talking about international trade and what it means to North Dakota farm operations. So we're excited about that. You know, we're hopeful that this is going to come together with China, and we just keep a close eye on it. They are the biggest buyer of U.S. and North Dakota soybeans, so we've definitely felt the impact of that, but we remain optimistic, and we're anxious for that to come back together in time for this next planting season, which, in spite of what it looks like today outside, is really just around the corner for our producers. So,
and the attendance that you get at this is pretty amazing. Obviously, you partner up with the corn folks, so it's the Corn and Soybean Expo, which helps as well. But it is you get some big numbers there, right?
We do. We really do. It helped putting both events into one day. You know, we our corn producers are also soybean growers, so we're talking to the same folks at both events. So it made sense to combine efforts, and it's really a great day. Like I said, a lot of people come in from all over the state, so it's a great opportunity to talk to your other producers from around the state and find out what's going on, as well as the experts we're bringing in to talk on these big topics this year.
And if you can stand that price, it's worth it. Oh, wait a minute. It's free. It's free. You can't go wrong with that deal, right?
Right. You know, this is a benefit of the checkoff. And so this is education and resources going directly back to our producers. So this day is all about them and helping support them and give them the information and resources they need to understand what's going on and how it's impacting their farm. In addition to free registration for the day, we feed you a hot breakfast and a good lunch, and parking at the Fargo Dome is free as well. That's a question we get often. So,
do you feel a sense of enthusiasm amongst younger farmers for staying in the game, for you know, going through the risks they go through? I don't think any of us fully understand what farmers endure, and certainly in the soybean side, as we say, with the price and what's happened with the trade deals right now. Challenging times. I think they're going to come out, you know, better than ever, but you got to get through these bumps. But does that tend to scare off some of the younger farmers of doing this? Because it has been a rough couple of years, right?
It has. You're right. It's been a challenging couple of years for our producers. But yeah, we're optimistic for the new next generation coming online. You know, the technology and the information has never been more available to these producers. And they have the experience of, you know, maybe they're coming back to the farm and helping dad take over, or an uncle or a grandfather. So you've got years of experience there to rely on as well. So, you know, as long as we can keep some good programs out there to help those beginning farmers and ranchers and remain sustainable and relevant to the next generations, you know, they've got good things going for them. And we find those young producers are really excited about being back and being engaged in a family tradition of farming and what's next on the horizon for them.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So, yes, it's a little tough, but there's great life lessons in all of it. So I hope it can. We're lost without farmers feeding the world. We need them. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Northern Corn and Soybean Expo is February 12th, 7:30 a.m. to 4:45 at the Fargo Dome. Stephanie Sinner, the executive director of the Soybean Council in North Dakota. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.
You bet. Good chat with you. Appreciate that. Thank you, folks. We're out of time. We want to thank our friends at Schweitzer's for helping make this broadcast possible. Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. Tell them Scott sent you, get a great deal. South Washington Street, Bismarck. Hi, it's Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Kummer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info at MineralTracker.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.